Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindsets. Welcome to Foot Traffic, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your local business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey there, welcome to Foot Traffic. Stacey Tuschel here. And today I'm interviewing one of my powerhouse mastermind clients. I get so many requests like every week. People want to know, tell me about Powerhouse. What's the deal? Who's in it? How does this work? What do you work on? And I thought it would be really fun to interview some of my rockstar clients who are all a part of my Powerhouse Mastermind. And today I'm interviewing Olga. And what I love about Olga is she definitely had some hesitations throughout the program. Like there were some times where she would stop and question, will this work for me? But she has been one that I've noticed that always comes around to, okay, I get it. I see it. I'm going to do it. And she is an implementer. And I really want you to hear the way that she talks about the choices she's making and how everything she does is a choice. Because there are some people that I just want to help so much, but they just won't take action, right? Like you just want, like you probably have a friend like this where you are always like, oh, you need to do this or try this, but they just won't do it. And Olga is the opposite of one of those people. If I come to an, like come to her with an idea, she's going to run with it. She's going to check it out. She's going to, we said in the podcast, she's going to learn enough to be dangerous if she wants to outsource it. And she definitely has done a great job at that. I can't wait to introduce you to one of my fabulous powerhouse women. Here is Olga. Olga, welcome to Foot Traffic. I am super excited to have you on today.
Thank you so much for having me, Stacey.
All right, Olga. So before we begin, why don't you just start by introducing yourself and share a little bit more about what you do before I kind of jump right into some questions.
That sounds good. So my name is Olga. I am self-employed. I've actually opened a meditation studio here in Ottawa, Canada, about 3.5 years ago, and have been doing also clinical social work, so private practice, helping women deal better with stress and anxiety. And currently, I'm just mostly doing coaching for both of those things, anxiety reduction, stress reduction, and infertility mindset. So I'm helping women go through infertility with a much more positive mindset, and I do all of these from the dynamic of mindfulness. So That's basically, yeah, what I do.
Love that. And now you, before you had come to me, you were really just serving people in your area with a local, like a physical location. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And what intrigued you about trying to figure out how you could do this to reach more people? Like what were some of the things that, like, were there any hesitations or did you already know like, no, I could definitely do this?
Yeah, no. So even when I was in school as a social worker, I initially wanted to be a policy writer because I've always wanted to impact the most amount of people. That's always been like my overall goal is how can I help the most amount of people? So in clinical social work, you help one person at a time. And so the idea of just helping people locally and one at a time always felt like it was missing something. So, One of the things that interested me the most about going online, and it was the reach globally, to be able to help more people reach this information so that I could help at a macro level.
Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of people say that and they don't necessarily mean that. And I know you, and I know you mean that because you've even said to me, I sometimes feel like I shouldn't even be charging. Like I should just be helping these people because they need it so much. And you just so desperately want to help them. So I think that's a really incredible way that you are truly meaning what you're saying when you're saying you want to go globally and impact as many people as possible.
Yeah. I think it's important to be in alignment with what you really truly want to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, your skills and your desire to just get there, to say what you don't mean,
yeah,
you'll never actually do it.
Yeah. So. And how are you progressing with like the comfortability of really charging what you're worth and what you can offer? Like, I know we all struggle with that. How are you feeling as you're kind of evolving in this online space?
I have to say that it's been a lot easier than I anticipated to be.
Good.
I think that I've been able, I mean, I ask the people I coach to step into their power and to not undervalue their gifts.
Right.
And I'm really big at modeling what I teach people to do, embodying that. So I decided that I needed to take that first step myself and just embody that. And I realized that the impact I have in people's life it's unmeasurable. It's really big. When I read the emails and the messages that people send me after they've found any kind of transformation as they're going through it, it's so humbling to see that transformation happened in the work that we did together, that it allowed me to just step into my own value and understand that I do create significant transformation in people's lives. So it's been easier than I thought. However, I know for people listening, it's not, you know, it's,
yeah.
Well, it didn't happen overnight, but then I've realized that other people who don't have the qualifications I do, or who may not have the experience they do, or who may not have like the testimonials I get from people, are charging this and much more. So why am I selling myself short? So I think that it was a decision that I decided that my work was worthy.
And I feel like hearing you, I feel like you made a decision to focus on your value. Whereas before it was like really focusing on the price point and like, oh, what can I charge? But then remembering to go back and say like, what I do is so helpful and so worth it. And people are getting a steal if they come and pay this price point. Having that focus shift, I think, is so helpful. And I really did see you shift into that. And one thing I always tell people too is, you know, if you are as good as like Olga always, like she is always telling me like, I can really help people. And I love that you own that, Olga. And I feel like some people, we're not owning it enough. And when you finally step into that, you have a responsibility to put yourself out there and let people know why they need to be coming to you. Because like you said, some people that you could see weren't at a level that you're at are charging more than you. And it starts to get confusing to your potential buyers. So I think it's our responsibility to really put that out there.
Yeah, and I think it comes back to self-respect as well, right? Like to respecting the work that you do, and coming back to that confidence of the work. Like when I'm working with a client, I have no doubt in my mind that I can help them, providing that they're a good match to my skills. And so, why would I hesitate on that exchange of you know, cost and value and service value?
Absolutely.
So I think that's definitely been one of the biggest. And I think that for me as a social worker, and I know you and I have talked about this, coming back from a background of I'm here to help to I am a businesswoman is, you know, it's been a big change because I've always wanted to be accessible to people and how can I help them most, you know, without necessarily a business exchange. And so stepping back into, no, I actually do run a business.
Right.
I do have bills to pay. And stepping into that, understanding that it's not a bad thing to be a business person, that I can continue to help people while I run a successful business.
Yeah.
I think that's been a big shift.
Yeah. And I think, you know, just those two things you said, like I'm a businesswoman and, or I love to help. I think we have to figure out a way to make them both work together because those of us that want to help, but don't want to charge, we know we can't reach as many people or do the things that we want to do without charging. So I think that's a big thing too, to realize like if you truly want to spread your message and broaden your reach, then it's time to really start charging what you're worth. So you can take that money, reinvest it back and really spread your message on a bigger scale. So I like that you looked at both of those and truly have combined both.
Yeah. And it's also sustainable, right? Yeah, the longer I help people for free, the less unlikely I'm going to be to sustain this type of support to people.
Yeah.
So
And yep. sustainability is huge. And, you know, as we're chatting, you are going to be having a baby soon. And there were a lot of things this year that you had to kind of plan and figure out. And, you know, that is another thing I think, you know, babies change everything. And one thing you have to realize is like, can I really sustain what I'm doing if I want to raise my family? So how has bringing in, you know, a new baby changed everything for you this year?
Well, it's changed everything because first of all, I was about to open a much larger studio here in Ottawa, a meditation studio. And that was my baby. I had one main goal. December 31st, when I actually signed up for your, or the 30th, I think I signed up for your mastermind. On the 31st, I was asked, what is your goal for 2019? And I said, growth. Mm-hmm. And I ended up growing my business, but also a baby. Which is amazing.
You got everything you asked for.
Yeah. So this baby has changed everything because I've always, my main motivation to be self-employed has been to be able to be the mom that I want to be and have that time for my child. And so now that he is showing up into my life has made me restructure my business plan. And that's when the push to go online, reach the most amount of people, but also working more like strategically with my time has been huge. So it's been a great motivator of not just reaching out online, but also how can I best use my ability to reach out to people in the least amount of working hours, and how can I best utilize systems, which I think has been something that being the mastermind, I've learned a lot from the other ladies, is how to automize these systems and how to make them work. You know, happen once, but be useful to me for years to come. So absolutely. That has been a huge push. I think that I was going to end up there at some point, but obviously having this baby come in 30
well,
days.
And it was funny too, because I remember one week in the Facebook group, like you were just like at it, like, okay, I just did this, I just did that. Like you were the only one that seemed like was really getting something done that week. And it's because when you have the ultimate deadline of a baby is coming, that is such a good motivator to really know like this has to happen if I'm looking to make my lifestyle look a certain way when the baby comes. So, yeah. I wish we could all keep that, like that hard. There's nothing like a baby coming. So it's, I was there, I've done that twice now, but I feel like if we could somehow get that motivation back at certain areas in of our life, we would be getting so much more done. But knowing that we're always striving for that family life. So it's really big to take that action and to set up systems now so that we can enjoy it later.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense in having a good team of people who get mm-hmm. that as well. Like who understand of that and then just
I think it's difficult too to set up some of these systems now because people don't want that delayed gratification. It's going to actually take maybe a little bit more work right now to reap the rewards later. And we have to really understand that the reward is going to be so worth it if we can take time now.
And just the peace of mind that it gives you to know that there are going to be systems in place, that I have set up a business plan that is totally sustainable, working very few hours a week, where the work that I'm doing now is going to continue to pay off. That to mm-hmm. me, that peace of mind is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I want to hear from you. What will your maternity leave look like?
Well,
do you know yet?
Today, I think it's way, but I teach people all the time to not attach to anything and to expect the unexpected. So yes. I'm fully aware that if my baby's colicky, this may look very different.
Yes.
But my maternity plan is to be 3 weeks at home with my baby where I don't see absolutely anybody or do anything work related.
Okay.
Just really getting used to what a newborn is all about. And then my plan is to continue to work 6 hours a week.
Okay. After that's that. Still like, I mean, a dream.
Yeah. That's amazing.
And I think somebody who's in a 9-to-5 might hear this and go, which they're not my listeners, but they would hear that and say, oh, she's going back after 3 weeks. But the entrepreneur is listening and going, wow, she's going to do nothing for 3 weeks and then only come back 6 hours a week. That sounds pretty amazing.
And what's amazing is like my income is going to be double what I make or have been making. Just because of the systems that I've created and the programs that I've created. Like having figured out that has been huge. I probably took most of this year just trying to figure it out, like, what is it that I'm going to be doing? And now I've already got all my private clients for this year. They're, you know, those spots are taken.
Yep.
So once my system, I launch in 2 weeks, all my finals for my two group programs. And once those are up and running and I fill them up, I'll be very comfortable.
Right. And that's the thing. It's, you want to be secure. You want to feel that comfort. You don't want to be waking up in the middle of the night thinking, how am I going to, you know, pay this bill, or how am I going to pay, make payroll? So I think it's so good that you really are taking time to do this now. So I'm loving this, Olga. Okay. Yeah. I want to ask you, what is one thing that maybe you did this year, this past year, that maybe you wouldn't have thought to do without the mastermind? Is there anything that comes to mind?
I think the group coaching programs.
Yeah.
I think I
like you would maybe have done more private without really seeing what that would look like.
I would have done more privates, or I would have thought of doing more. Like I currently do group work, but it's in the house. People have to come here and it's not video, you know, like that has been a huge push, I think, throughout the mastermind for me is, wow, group work. Not only do I really enjoy it, I wouldn't be pushing this on everybody, like, especially the type of work that I do. I think that you have to be skilled in managing groups.
Yeah.
Especially if you're teaching something. Mm-hmm. But I enjoy it. I really enjoy it. I have piloted throughout the year and the feedback has been fantastic. So I don't think I would have gone down this path of creating funnels and nurturing emails and trying to have like an evergreen program where people can join in at any point. I think I would have probably not done that.
Yeah. Because it sounds so foreign, I think, when we're not, when we haven't started that yet. You know, if we haven't been used to it, it's out of our comfort zone. So it feels like, but how would other people be able to do that, or what would that look like? And you've experienced it, so you feel comfortable now seeing that this can really work for people.
Yeah, having been a participant of a group online has been really, really helpful to me, because in clinical social work, you know, it's all about the connection and being in front of the person. And I've truly lost attachment to that idea throughout this year, which I think has been liberating, because most of the calls I'm doing now, even with local clients, are I'm sitting in my computer, and that's, to me, that's amazing, because my computer can be anywhere. It doesn't have to be in Ottawa, right?
So, right. Absolutely. And I think, you know, going back to, now that you've experienced it, you can really see it and understand it and do it yourself. And that's something I see sometimes. People will come to me and they'll say, you know, I want to launch a mastermind, but they've never been in one before, or they want to do a DIY course, but they haven't been purchasing DIY courses. And I always tell people, whatever it is you want to sell, start experiencing from other people. Like, if you want to host your own conference, go to conferences, because you'll learn what you like, what you don't, and how you will do it. And without that, it's kind of like the blind leading the blind, you know? So I really encourage you to get out there and start participating in the things you want to be selling or be thinking about in the future. Like, if I was going to do a membership site, I would be buying lots of membership sites right now to just see what it is that I like and don't like from other people.
I think that's key. I honestly believe that that's so important, because, like, if I didn't have a coach, how could I be encouraging people to be coached by me? I think it goes back to that alignment phase of, like, I sell a service that I would purchase that I think makes sense. And as an entrepreneur, it's helped me hugely to be in a program like yours, because I am not only a participant, I'm also paying attention to how it gets done.
Yeah.
What do I like? What do I not like? What would I do differently? Because our fields are so different, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Is being able to adjust that. And it has been possible. So for people who are listening, who may be in the field of, as a service provider or caregiver or helping others, yet you're in your own practice, just don't dismiss these groups where it's mostly business people working on business, because the concepts are all very transferable and you're able to just use that within your field for sure.
And what I think is cool for you is it's probably really outside of the box thinking, because it's just, we're thinking differently than the caregiver, right? But you're able to, like you said, have an open mind and transfer it. And that's why I always tell people too, I think you need to be, you know, finding out what's working in your industry, but then you absolutely have to attend outside of your industry events, because that's where you're going to have those light bulb moments of, this could work for me
too. It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I think, Olga, is going to make your program so different too, is because you are getting outside education out of your industry. And when people come to you, they're going to get the unexpected, because it's not going to be cookie cutter like every single other person out there.
Yeah. And I already see it. Like, there's not many people in my field who are doing exactly what I'm doing, because the concept is so foreign to this field of, you know, therapy and coaching to help people overcome difficulties. So it's very cool. I think it's very cool and has been very helpful. And having a group of ladies who have different businesses and their perceptions about what they're doing in their business, and being able to kind of like, it's almost like a game. You're trying to play like, oh, how can I use that within my field, and the other way around. So it's been really an eye opener for me.
Now, it's funny that you say, like, it's like a game. It's fun to figure this out. And then you get the other person who looks at this and says, oh, I could never do that. That would never work in my business. And these are just two very different attitudes. And you can see how taking Olga's approach is going to absolutely bring you more value into your business. So if you ever catch yourself saying, like, I already know that, or that'll never work for me, or this isn't how my business works, like the yeah, buts, really catch yourself and start to go, but if it would work, how could it work? What could I do? How could I take it? So you've been really, really good at, I think, doing that and taking it. And I think you have to be, as a business owner, you've really got to stay open-minded. And that's how you're going to stay innovative.
Yep. And I think that your brain, you set your own limitations, right? Like, so if you're thinking, I can never, that will never work in my field. Like, I talked to some social workers. I'm actually running a program with a nutritionist, my nutritionist, who I would refer all of my clients to see him, because I think holistically I can take care of your mind, but what's going on with your body? What are you eating? How do I know the lack of motivation is not coming from lack of nutrients? So he is of the opinion that he has to see people in his office. You know, like, this is how I get it done.
Right.
And so I'm like, but you don't have to.
Right.
And so, like, even, you know, talking him out of that limitation to see, like, whatever fear that are holding him into, like, this is how I succeed, or the only way I've succeeded, doesn't mean that you cannot try and open up to do it differently. So he's actually doing a live program with me. It's going to be online, but he's going to be doing his videos with people, without having people in front of him.
I'm excited. I'm excited for him, because he might still be skeptical, but he won't be after he gets to actually experience it.
No. I know he's going to love it. Mm-hmm. He's absolutely gonna love it. So yeah, I think those limitations you set with your mind, but the moment you, like Stacey, you were saying, you ask yourself, how could this work in my field?
Yeah.
Your brain starts looking for solutions.
Mm, absolutely.
Any ideas?
What do you think is one strength that you have that really helps you just like implement and take action, like besides baby, like that's the unfair advantage you have right now, but like what else is in you that's making you really try to keep moving forward?
I think I understand my potential.
Okay.
And I think that I knew from the end of last year that if I wanted to take a big gap in the growth of my business, I was going to have to be coached, and I was going to have to try new things that I haven't tried, learn new things that I haven't learned. So I think even without the baby, I've always had a thirst for new knowledge and growth. You know, I think that most people are afraid of success and succeeding more so than failing. They think they're afraid of failure. I don't think I have that. I think I've overcome that fear over time. And I think that this particular year, I really wanted to just step into that potential and see, like, how high could I get?
Yeah.
You know, should I be coached to the right, the things that I don't know? And I think that I had to face some of the hesitations I had Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I'm not a techie person. I don't want to learn that. But yeah. It was so important. Like, and I'm not doing it. I've hired people to do it because it's not my strength. It's a waste of my time for me to be doing things
absolutely.
That not give me pleasure. But I've learned the systems. I understand how they work and why they work. So I can coach these people working for me to exactly what I want them to, because I understand.
Yes.
You're behind.
And they say like know enough to be dangerous. And I think you do. Like you've learned enough to know like, hey, this isn't right. Or can you do it this way? Or, you know, why are you doing it this specific way? And when you outsource, but you know enough to be dangerous, you're actually really helping with your other people strategizing, because you might know things that they don't. And the two of you together can be super powerful. So well, I love that you've done that.
Yeah, the meeting I had, my first strategy meeting I had with the people who are doing all my funnels and my website, they were saying, oh my God, this meeting is like a fresh, like a deep inhale of fresh air, because we wish all of our clients came this prepared with the right questions,
yes.
understanding why this is important. Because I think usually they will have somebody who would have been like me last year.
Mm-hmm.
But why?
Right.
Why would I want to do that?
I was just going to say, what would that call have been like a year ago?
Yeah, very different. I would have been like, a lot of money, but why do we want to invest money on this? And I don't understand why so many emails. And I don't, you know, like I've definitely grown. The grown has happened mm-hmm. in understanding these systems, their importance, and how they will bring people into my business.
I'm glad to hear you said that the growth has happened and that was your goal. And I think sometimes we don't realize we're being the bottleneck in our business. And the more you can continue to grow and just learn, whether you're implementing or not, you will like release that bottleneck and really let your team step into your potential as well. So I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. Olga, this has been so fun. I would love for you to share, if anybody listening is like, I love this girl, I want to go check out where I can find her more. Like, what resources do you have for us to send? Like social platforms, anything that's your favorite place, your podcast, I'd love for you to share.
Yeah, you guys should definitely jump into my podcast, Journey to Happy. And you can also join my website at www.olgasway.com. And if you want to go on Instagram, I'm often hanging out there as well at olgas.way.
Amazing.
Yep.
Olga, thank you so much. It has been a pleasure working with you this past year in Powerhouse. I cannot wait to see just what is to come for you. You've been doing so well already. I know that you are ready just to explode. So thank you for being here. Thank you for being so great. And definitely, guys, go check out Olga.
Thank you so much, Stacey. It's been a pleasure working with you too.
And that's it for another episode of Foot Traffic. But don't worry, if you're craving more business building guidance, I've got two places to send you. First, be sure to join our free Facebook group at foottraffic.club. You'll get support from other small business owners like you, plus exclusive content from me. And if you're looking for more actionable advice and step-by-step resources for getting more people in the door, head over to foottrafficpodcast.com. It's time we take your business to the next level.